Planning is critical for making your SharePoint deployment the best it can be. This is Christine Cassatelli, editor for SearchOneIT.com with SharePoint tips for Windows managers. Mike Watson, technology architect for Microsoft, says keep your users in mind when designing your SharePoint installation and centralize as much as possible. We caught up with Mike at the Microsoft TechEd North America 2008 show for IT professionals in Orlando. Here's what else Mike had to say.
When I think about, you know, the five most important things you can do for a deployment, it's really, you know, plan up front. Plan, think about your end users, what they're doing. Think about, you know, how you're going to architect your solution, you know, the information architecture, you know, how you're going to design My Sites, how you're going to design search, making sure you put the application closest to the users that need to use it. Making sure you think about the effects of latency and how to mitigate latency, and you look at both Windows Server 2008, the Vista client, and this new TCP stack for improving performance of end-user traffic. You look at, for those locations that need it, you look at WAN acceleration products. We really try to encourage people to centralize as much as possible. It's just going to be a much better IT experience. You're going to have a much more manageable deployment. You'll probably be pleasantly surprised how little you need to distribute your application, because performance is usually much better than people anticipate. If we look at what Microsoft does, they have one deployment for all of the Americas region, and with latency as bad as 300 milliseconds. And because most of the people that are collaborating from those remote locations are really accessing the premier properties that are small in size, like the portals, the MSWs of the world, the enterprise portal stuff, where they're not pushing lots of content back and forth. So latency is not really a key challenge there. For those users, when they have enough users and you can justify the investment in it, it's best to have a WAN acceleration product, such as Cisco F5, Certion, or something like that, that will allow you to improve the user experience in those locations when you absolutely need it. But you don't absolutely need it most of the time.
What about governance? How can you plan for governance issues when you're deploying?
Well, governance, especially in respect to this for deployment, it's an information architectural issue. Governance does come down to outside of information architecture. We're talking about problems around management. What's the routine IT operations? How do people manage and do this stuff? And it usually, Microsoft has about 100 and something people working on deployment of SharePoint inside Microsoft specifically. And those people have very defined roles about how they do things. What's interesting, though, is those people are pretty much consolidated to a single region, and they all work on the same teams, and they all manage SharePoint from one place. And that would I definitely recommend that for most global enterprises.
Mm-hmm. Any last words, any tip that SharePoint manager, Windows manager should make sure that they do in their deployment?
Never underestimate the capacity and planning and performance and testing that you need to do. You really need to think that stuff through. Especially think about new hardware. 64-bit is imperative that you do 64-bit if you plan to do any type of scaled environment above 5,000 users. Make sure you're planning SQL appropriately. Storage is paramount as well. If you don't design storage the proper way, and what we see typically from large enterprises, that they outsource their storage management to some other internal team, and that team doesn't know what SharePoint needs specifically and how to design storage for it, so they end up giving you a big block of storage that doesn't meet your needs, and they end up with performance issues. So I'd say definitely plan for storage, for SQL capacity, and for 64-bit.
Thanks, Mike. This is Christine Cassatelli, editor for SearchOneIT.com with Mike Watson, technology architect for Microsoft, about his best tips for deploying SharePoint. Thanks for listening.